Exclusive, as coronavirus crisis rages. Tom Cotton launches television ads exposing Joe Biden's Chinese corruption. By Matthew Boyle on March 11, 2020. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, has launched a new television ad airing in Ohio ahead of next week's presidential primaries in the state, ripping former Vice President Joe Biden for his ties to and corruption with regard to the Chinese Communist government in Beijing. The ad, provided exclusively by Cotton to Breitbart News ahead of its public release, is one of the most vicious hits on Biden and his family's corruption and deep ties to the Chinese Communist regime in Beijing. It also comes in the wake of a Cotton op-ed in the National Review where the senator goes after Biden on this. They run concentration camps, a narrator says of the Communist Party of China at the open of the ad as an on-screen image of Chinese dictator Xi Jinping appears with a quotation from a Washington Post editorial in February that noted China has corralled at least 1 million people into camps. They force the abortion of millions of babies. The narrator continues as the background image changes to an Asian woman with a quotation from a 2016 National Public Radio (NPR) article that notes China's one-child policy has led to government-forced abortions. They have brutally cracked down on protesters, the narrator says next, as images of the Hong Kong protesters the communist regime in Beijing has targeted are shown on screen. They hack America's networks, the narrator reads after that, as a headline from February from the Associated Press that noted the Chinese military stole masses of Americans' data flashes across the screen. Watch, Senator Tom Cotton's new ad exposing Joe Biden's weakness on China. They have stolen millions of our jobs, the narrator says next, as a January headline from CNBC noting the Chinese trade deficit has cost Americans at least 3.7 million jobs is shown. Next, images of Chinese military officials marching are shown, as the narrator and on-screen text makes clear that China is the greatest threat to America's security and our values. Then images of Joe Biden walking with Xi Jinping are shown, as the narrator notes that career politician Joe Biden is weak on China. Then it shows Biden from earlier in his 2020 presidential campaign speaking on the campaign trail, downplaying the threat of the Chinese communists to the United States. China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man, Biden said, dismissing the threat. They're not bad folks, folks. But guess what? They're not a competition for us. As video of Biden shaking hands with Xi shifts on screen to a photo of Joe and Hunter Biden wearing sunglasses with a Chinese communist flag in the backdrop, the narrator starts slamming Hunter Biden and Joe Biden for corruption and weakness in the face of the regime in Beijing. When Joe Biden was vice president, his son got a sweetheart $1.5 billion deal from the Bank of China, the narrator says. When Joe Biden was a senator, he voted to give China special trade status that devastated American workers. Biden is weak on China and wrong for America. The ad wraps with a positive note for President Donald Trump. We need to stand up to China and protect American jobs and our national security, the narrator says. Senator Cotton is standing with President Trump to take on China and keep America great. A Cotton advisor told Breitbart News that this advertisement is airing in Ohio ahead of this coming Tuesday's Democrat primary, where Biden will face Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, as the two duke it out for the Democrat nomination. Biden has strung together a series of huge wins since winning the South Carolina primary a week and a half ago. He followed his South Carolina win with a massive Super Tuesday, where he beat Sanders in a number of states he was not expected to win. Biden did it again this Tuesday night, winning places Sanders had said he intended to win, like Michigan, forcing Sanders, his last serious competitor for the Democrat nomination, back onto his heels with several key states around the corner. The ad also comes as the coronavirus crisis sweeps the nation, sending markets into panic in recent days as public health officials attempt to stem what the World Health Organization, WHO, has now formally declared a worldwide pandemic. While some Democrats and establishment media outlets now falsely say it is racist or offensive to point out, the coronavirus outbreak originated in Wuhan, China, and after the communist regime's mishandling of the disease, it spread around the world, eventually reaching American shores. In a statement provided to Breitbart News exclusively accompanying this new advertisement that Cotton is airing nationwide, digitally as well as on television in Ohio, specifically targeting areas hit by manufacturing job losses thanks to China's aggression. The senator made the case that Biden's deep and corrupt ties to the communist regime in Beijing compromise the ability of the former vice president to handle a crisis like the coronavirus gripping the world right now. China is the greatest threat that we face, Cotton told Breitbart News. China's duplicity and incompetence handling the Wuhan coronavirus has caused a pandemic. But Joe Biden has been weak on China his whole career. Biden is so bad that we know he is not a Chinese agent. If he were, his handlers would tell him to occasionally oppose China to appear credible. Anyone who is concerned about China's aggression or theft of American jobs needs to know that Joe Biden cannot be trusted to stand up to China. As Breitbart News has previously reported, while Cotton is up for re-election this year in Arkansas facing no Democrat opponent, he is free to do more on the campaign trail nationally to challenge leftist Democrats like Biden, and to help President Trump. This is the second such ad Cotton has released in as many weeks. With a previous post Super Tuesday ad tying Sanders' socialism together with Biden's extreme open borders positions, noting there is not much daylight between them despite Biden's inaccurate claims of being a moderate.